Thank you for calling OMAC Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Rachel, I just received a package from OMAX, and I need to get to the bottom of it because I didn't order it. So I need to find out if I'm on a serial list or what happened.
Okay, if you could please provide me with your zip code and first and last name.
80206, Nancy Nicodemo.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Have you opened the package to see what it is?
Yes. And I am a regular customer of yours, but I did not order these two items, CBD oil and vitamin D. And the bill is $35.92.
Okay, can you please verify your address for me?
2290 East 17th Avenue, apartment 1603, Denver, Colorado, 80206.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Let's see. I have gotten... I've gotten an account pulled up, so I do see where an order was placed recently. I see the probiotic. I see Ultra Pure, so I don't need that one. And then I see there have been a couple of orders through the website, so let me just connect to see what those are about, which means there was an order placed through omaxhealth.com. So let me just open that up. Excuse me. Okay, no. So that one's for CryoFreeze. That's a, this one is for the foot and body spray. So that one's not what I need. You said this one is CBD oil?
The CBD tincture and the Omax vitamin D.
Okay.
Do you want the control number? There's no order ID. There's a GLF. And there's
okay.
A PIC number.
Okay. I've located it. And this was placed. It shows. Let me just go back out. Because it had a few things that I opened up trying to find it. All right, so let me just go back around, and then I'll just have what I need pulled up. It looks like an order that was placed October 23rd. So let's see which one of these was it. Okay. All right, so... It shows as an account number, a Shopify account number for 65274. And on 65274, and this was through omaxhealth.com. It does show the Omax tincture CBD oil. It's actually on a subscription for one per month. And it shows the vitamin
yeah.
D3. For one per month, but this was done through the website.
I don't want this as a regular. If I want it, I want to call and order it, and I have plenty of vitamin D. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, perhaps it was a mistake, but this shows it was that was done through the website there. Do you think maybe?
But I'm telling you. I didn't do it.
Okay, do you think maybe someone in the household may have placed
no,
the order?
No, I don't think so. There's no one else here. So how do I make this whole? I don't want this shipment, and I want the product, but I don't want
I have a glut of vitamin D, so I wouldn't have ordered that.
Okay, but you're stating that you do want the products that were delivered to you.
No, I don't want them.
Okay, for whatever may have happened, it looks like they were placed around the time that the other orders were placed, so perhaps it was some type of mistake. But the products are not accepted back as returned. If you do not want those, you can simply discard them. I can go ahead and refund you for the two products. And if you can allow me just a moment. I can just go ahead and make sure that these two subscriptions are shut down. But the vitamin D3, you said that you live alone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you do have a multiple or a lot of vitamin D3, it does help with boosting the immune system. Also, it helps with providing energy. The tincture CBD oil. Is something that can be taken internally, has a variety of uses, helps with relieving anxiety. But
I know all that. I know all that. And I think it would only be fair if this were removed as a cost to me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the process of doing that. I'm just going through a little bit of information while I'm working on it. But since these show that they are subscriptions, I have to first also make sure that these are canceled.
I want to retain my other subscriptions for the probiotic and the professional strength fish oil. But I don't want these as a regular prescription because I don't use them that often. And I have way too much vitamin D on my shelf.
Okay. That's not a problem. Now, on the webpage, it is possible to request a one-time shipment. Down below where you place the orders, it will ask you for the quantity, and it'll ask you, like, for every however many days. But if you if a customer presses the options for a lower discount, you'll enroll yourself into a subscription. But it is possible to order just the one-time shipment.
So well, I didn't do it.
The first thing that I'm doing is trying to make sure that you get your refunds, and that'll just take a minute. For both of them, you paid $19.96, and that was for one bottle for the tincture oil, and you paid $15.96, and that's for one bottle for the vitamin D3.
Right.
And let's see. Okay, so let me get this sent over. Let me pull this up so that your refund can be processed. The normal range of time is supposed to be 3 to 5 business days, so you can check.
Okay,
back
can you see?
Do not.
Can you see what? Can you see what Visa number was it was charged to? Because it doesn't show on my bill, and I have more than one card.
I will have to look to see if it will allow me to see that information. That's one of the things about placing orders online. It gives you some.
You know, I didn't do it. I don't order online for this company. It was done on the phone. I mean, I don't. When I order by phone.
Okay, ma'am, if you can allow me just a moment. And I'll try to make sure that you get your refund process. It's not an accusation, but it shows some shipments here for one-time shipments through omaxhealth.com. So you can let me know with the other other accounts that I pulled up whether you remember placing those orders. but there's certain information that we don't have access to when orders are placed online. And if you did not place this one, I'd have to try to see if it will allow me to see the last four digits, which is about as much as it will show me. But right now I'm trying to make sure that I can get your information put in. So let me just. Okay, make a duplicate page here. Okay, I apologize for the delays. Hopefully this is not. Going to take a lot longer than I'm thinking. All right, so that came up. All right, so I'm apologizing that it's taking longer than I thought. Let me just get your name here. Okay, so that's your name there. Okay, let me take that back out. Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. It'll be just a moment or so. Just trying to make sure that you receive your refund. Okay, and in here it shows a Gmail account for an email. Do you have a Gmail account?
AnnNicodemo@gmail.com.
Okay, that's the email it shows. So I'm just getting information transferred over for your refund. If you're not sure, go find out. People are out there because they have decided that nobody should be able to take advantage of Americans. Okay, that's the account number. Right, so that's the account number there. And just put in what it provided to me. All right. All right, so I finished that part. So let me go back over. And with that, make sure that the subscription is canceled for the tincture oil and the vitamin D3. All right, so that's the email. All right, so let's see. All right, so that has been canceled, and let me just double check it. All right, yep, that shows that that was canceled on today's date, October 30th. You should receive a confirmation to your email since it's your email that was showing here.
Okay, and so are we done?
Yes, ma'am. That's a canceled subscription, and also you can expect your refund as well for those two items.
And can you tell me what card, what the last four digits are?
Let me see if I can locate that information, or if it will tell me. Okay, Shopify order, Gmail, Okay, just one moment, ma'am. It doesn't tell me. Doesn't tell me there. Okay, let me try looking at one other place. I am thinking this is not showing me the last four digits. It is not showing me the last four digits. Let's see.
So how do I know if I get the credit?
Well, if you have multiple cards that you use, the billing or the charge for the tincture oil was $19.96, and they would post back should as two separate credits, is my thinking, or it may post back. Let me, the full amount is 35. Hold on. The full amount for the refund is $35.92, so it is for two separate credits, so it probably will come back since it's were being refunded that way. And I'm sorry, but
my problem, so you can't put a new number in, for the credit to go to.
The only thing that we do is we press a button that says refund. So it doesn't show us.
That's as far as you go. All right, I'll look for it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. I'm sorry. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
Thank you, no.
Okay, thank you for calling Omax Health.
Bye.